Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here in the holiday season. It is a Monday, December the 12th, 2022, 12-12-22, 16 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees, partly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, we had an interesting question there as we were going to break in hour number one, posed by one of our callers, and this is an interesting question. At Christmas time, maybe you are going through this as well. Do you buy a gift for a baby who has not been born yet? That you're just expecting. You know, apparently this baby's due in February. Now, maybe they'll name it Scott. I was born in February, so there you go. But should you buy a gift for an unborn child? That's an interesting question when you think about it. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't know. You know, to me, maybe an ornament, maybe a stocking, something like that. So next Christmas, they can pull it out and say, okay, well, that was a gift for the child. Because it's not like you can get the child toys or anything. I mean, I don't know. To me, that's a tricky situation. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. All right. Fruitcake Toss coming up this Thursday, December 15th, 7 p.m. Remember to remind all your people. It will be at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot this coming Thursday at 7 p.m., December the 15th. Sarah, Chip, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph, Glenn, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, pretty well everybody from the station, John Heimlich, Ayers Ratliff, James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, Ray Grogan. I still think there could be love in the air that night. Maybe a proposal. Who knows what'll happen on Fruitcake Night. Also, if you'd like to send us a Christmas card, and again, we thank John and Carolyn Heimlich and Brinley for sending us Christmas cards, and I thank the amazing Kreskin for sending me his annual Christmas card. All you got to do is send us a card to 523 South Prospect Street, put your return address in the card, and we will get a card back to you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any of the history of Elf on a Shelf or the Christmas pickle? That's the question this morning. Elf on a Shelf or the Christmas pickle? I know of both the things, but I don't know how they got started. So if you know anything about either one of those things, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. Now, we did have a Family Feud question going here. Now, this was a holdover from last week. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. Now, so far, we've got underwear, socks, books, and a sweater. But there are still two answers left. Underwear, socks, books, and a sweater. Still two big answers left in this category that we do not have the answer for. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift a kid does not want to open on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I found my list. I had written a list from last week. I wrote down board games or puzzles.
Puzzles?
Kids would like these anymore.
Puzzles is number 6 on the list.
Well, I figured they'd want the video games and stuff. So none of them's food, right?
No, none of them are food.
So how many more do you have?
Still one. One left.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, yes, puzzles were on the list at number 6. Name a gift that a kid does not want to open on Christmas morning. We've got underwear, socks, books, sweaters, and puzzles. Still one answer left to go. Who's got that one answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's number 3 on the list. Let's see here. You know what? I'm trying to think. It's an interesting one. Because, let me say this. Somebody guessed toothbrush earlier. Now, I guess toothbrush would kind of be in this category, but it's kind of a whole category. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say like a doll. They don't want any toys.
No dolls on the list.
Okay.
All right. Like I say, somebody said toothbrush earlier. Now, it's not a toothbrush, but it's part of a whole group of products. Yeah, that's about the best guess or hint I can give. Name a gift that you don't want to open, kids don't want to open. Name a gift that kids do not want to open on Christmas morning. We've got underwear, socks, books, sweaters, and puzzles. And the final answer, you know, I say we had the guess of a toothbrush earlier. Now, it's not a toothbrush, but toothbrush would fall into this category of items. I think toothbrush would be under that header. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the answer to that?
No.
Personal hygiene?
Yes, yes, that is it. Personal hygiene products. You got it.
Yay!
Thank you. All right, yes, personal hygiene products was the answer. Name a gift that kids do not want to open on Christmas morning. Underwear, socks, hygiene products, books, scarves, and puzzles. And that does it in that particular category. Now, the next category, this is kind of a fun one. We should be able to knock this one out almost immediately. Let's see how good you are out there this morning. There are 8 answers here. Name one of Santa's reindeer. Name one of Santa's reindeer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And no looking ahead. Let's see if you really know all the answers here. Name all of Santa's reindeer. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Rudolph.
Rudolph, number 1 on the list. You got it. Rudolph clocks in at number 1 on the list. Still 7 answers to go here. Name one of Santa's reindeer. 740-751-4038. Now again, don't look these up. Let's just see how good you are. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I might get these mixed up. Let's say Prancer.
Prancer, yes. Prancer's number 6 on the list. You got it. Prancer shows up at number 6 on the list. Name one of Santa's reindeer. 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour. Now, I just got a... Go ahead, caller.
Let's say Dancer.
Dancer. Let's see here. Dancer.
I think there's
one name. No Dancer on the list.
Is it Dasher?
Let me look here.
Prancer, Dasher.
No. No. Oh, wait.
I'll try getting some other group.
There is a Dasher on the list. Yes. Dasher is on the list. So we got Rudolph, Prancer, and Dasher. Now, I got somebody online here who just... Well, I don't know. She ran them off here. But two of them are wrong. Well, I don't know. Well, one of them... No? Well, I guess she fixed the one. I'm being told there is a Dancer. But I don't see a Dancer. Go ahead, caller.
Blitzen.
Yes, Blitzen's number 4 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Blitzen shows up at number 4 on the list. All right, don't look these up. This is Santa's reindeer. How many reindeer does Santa have? Well, 8 on this particular list. All right, we got Rudolph, Blitzen, Prancer, and Dasher. Go ahead, caller.
Olive. Olive the other reindeer.
Olive. Well, you know, Olive probably goes in a glass that goes to Blitzen.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I see it. Thanks. No Olive, but that's a good guess. We'll take it. Name one of Santa's reindeer. Rudolph, Blitzen, Prancer, Dasher. Now, I'm being told there's a Dancer. Now, if that person out there wants to call in and give a guess. Now, I want to see if one of your, see if you can guess one here. You just call in and guess. 740-751-4038. We might have hit a wall. You know, these reindeer are old faithfuls. We've got Rudolph clocked in at number 1, Blitzen number 4, Prancer number 6, and Dasher number 7. So, how many reindeer are there? Now, the list that I'm looking at from the person online is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So there must be 9. Altogether, I don't know. We've still got 4 left here. Can anybody name one of Santa's reindeer? We've got Rudolph, Blitzen, Prancer, and Dasher. Who's got the other 4? Now, nobody looked this up. This is one of those things we have to do from memory. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the other 4 reindeer? Rudolph, Blitzen, Prancer, Dasher. You know, people get these wrong all the time. Now, there is a question. There is a Dancer. I don't think there is a Dancer. We had somebody guess Dancer, but I don't think there is a Dancer when it comes to reindeer. I don't believe that's right. Go ahead, caller.
There's not any named Dancer?
No Dancers on the list.
Well, I think I can't remember anymore. Okay.
No Dancers on the list. Now, that maybe this will be a long-term feud question, but no Dancers. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Comet.
Comet. Yes, Comet is number two. You got it. Thank you. Comet shows up at number two on our list. So we've got Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Prancer, Dasher. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the three remaining reindeer? Now remember, don't look this up. Name one of Santa's reindeer. But I don't think there's a dancer. If there was a dancer, I think there'd be a dancer on my list here. And there is no dancer on this list of eight. So we've got, what do we got here? Five. Three to go. Name one of Santa's reindeer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Prancer, Dasher. Three left to go. Who's got them? Who's singing that song to themselves right now? 740-751-4038. But there'll be a whole dancer controversy now. Because I don't think there is a dancer. Well, I'm being told that my list is faulty. And the person did not use the word faulty. There are eight without Rudolph, a total of nine. See, I don't know, because why would you leave Dancer off the list? Because if there are eight reindeer plus Rudolph, then we've got most. I don't know. Does anybody know the answer here? Name one of Santa's reindeer. We've got Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Prancer, and Dasher. Still three left to go. Apparently the lesser known reindeer. 740-751-4038. All eight reindeer were named. Let's see here. Well, now I'm getting another. Mary online is telling me there is a dancer. So both people online are telling me there is a dancer. Well, let me put it this way. There's no dancer in my particular list. Let's go that route. No dancer. What we have is Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Prancer, and Dasher. So who's got the remaining three? Apparently, the remaining three should join the witness relocation program because they are not showing up here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the three remaining reindeer? See, you don't know these reindeer until you think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Pretty sure, Scott, there's a dancer. I'm remembering from years ago.
Well,
they're not changing the reindeer's names now, are they?
Well, I'm being told by Mary and Abby online that there is a dancer, but...
Yeah, that I remember. I just remember this stuff from 60, 70 years ago. And I'm pretty sure there's a dancer.
Well, for some reason, on this list of eight, dancer does not make the list.
Yeah, because I'm saying them kind of in my head. I only know a few, and I keep saying dancer. So I'm probably positive there's a dancer. So how many more do you need?
We're still three away. We've got Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Prancer, and Dasher.
Yeah, I even forgot Comet. Well, I had a phone call, and I knew you just said you need three more.
Three more.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. Apparently, there's a whole dancer controversy here this morning. So we still need three more here. Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Prancer, Dasher. What are the other three reindeer? 740-751-4038. Now, don't look them up. You can sing the song in your head, but don't look them up. Now, I'm being told there are eight reindeer and then Rudolph in the front. See, I don't know if that's right, though. Dancer. Why would you name a reindeer Dancer? Does a reindeer dance around? I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Is there one named Cupid?
Cupid, yes. You know, and I hear Cupid, Cupid might be at the fruitcake toss on Thursday night.
Well, When I say these, I don't know if I don't know anything about the Smurfs and that stuff, but I might be into another group. Scott, I thought you were going to have a write-up about the fruitcake. I'm not awake yet. The fruitcake toss, and I looked in yesterday's paper. You didn't have anything.
Well, no, it was sent in. I just don't know. I don't know if they're backed up. See, I don't really know what's going on at the Marion Star at this point but we sent it to them on, I think, Wednesday last week.
I wish you'd put in Sundays because if people, there's no sales in it anyway anymore. Used to, you'd have 10 sales. You're lucky to get two or three in the paper. But I thought the people would see that because I'm going to have to call all these people again.
Well, hopefully,
they do run it this week. I don't know. You know, I don't even know how many people are still working over there. I think it's getting pretty nil.
I've got that letter. I rewrote it, and I was waiting for it in the paper. I still send that with it, but I don't want to keep waiting. So if it still come out this week, I want to send it with that FCC thing.
Well, I would think it would come out this week. I would think they'll, because last year they did a whole story on it. So I would think it seems to me it ran over the weekend last year. I don't remember how that happened, but they did a story on it. So I think they will. I haven't been told that they won't. They might just be backed up on stories. I don't know.
Okay, and then I got another quick question. When you read the letter, I wanted you, in the write-up in the paper, didn't they have a judge name at that FCC or something? A lady?
Yeah,
if you get a chance, give me her name. I think she's at that FCC place or whatever.
Yeah,
as long as I have a name. I have the clipping. But I have to look for it.
No,
if anybody else was listed on that thing, give me their names. That's why when I gave it to you to read over, which I didn't tell you specifically, but I wanted those other names that was in with that article.
If you get a chance. The paper I put in that envelope, one of those was the judge's name.
No, the only thing I had was FCC.
Well, there's an address, but there were two names that I wrote on a paper that I put back in the envelope with the...
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's two... Check in there, because I put the,
okay,
I put the two...
Okay, because I had it yesterday doing that. I just found that one little paper. I'll look again.
Yeah, it might be on the back of the paper, but there should be two names on there.
Well, then give me those two names again in case I can't... So I'll wait two or three days, but I was hoping you'd have it in Sundays, because that's when most people will get the paper. They don't get it, like, through the week.
Right, right.
And I didn't get Thursday and Fridays. That's what I did, the delivery. I'm almost ready to stop it if he doesn't start delivering it and different stuff. I get tired of calling about it. And I know he works a second job, but he could have done it Thursday after work, and then Fridays, I tell her I don't want credit. Give me the papers. And it wasn't even in Sundays. You know, I wanted Thursdays and Fridays, just put it in with Sundays. And he sold the papers. So why he just didn't go around Saturday to deliver them, I don't know what the deal is. So, but I'll get off here so they can answer.
Okay, thanks.
You're back.
All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're doing reindeer names. Holy moly. Well, we're not... I thought we'd blow through these. We've got Rudolph, Comet, Blitzen, Cupid, Prancer, and Dasher. Two left to go. Who's got the two remaining reindeer names? 40 minutes past the hour. Would join in any reindeer games. Go ahead, caller.
Is there one named Donner?
Donner, yes. Donner's number 3 on the list.
I'm going to say something foolish on here because I never think of this stuff, and it's from years ago. So you need how many now? One or two?
One left.
Okay, after I hang up, I'm sitting here trying to go through my mind. Okay.
Okay.
Donner is on the list. Name one of Santa's reindeer. We've got Rudolph, Comet, Donner, Blitzen, Cupid, Prancer, Dancer, and one left. 41 minutes past the hour. What reindeer is left? Name one of Santa's reindeer. Rudolph, Comet, Donner, Blitzen, Cupid, Prancer, Dasher, and one left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't know about this. There are 8, and they fly in pairs, and then Rudolph leads. We got that from somebody online this morning. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's right. I have never seen the reindeer at night. Now, I've seen Santa, but I have not seen the reindeer. Now, the other question is, should you get a gift for an unborn child? That was an interesting question. Does anybody know the background of Elf on a Shelf or the Christmas Pickle? Those are interesting questions. If you have the answers to any of these, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the elusive last reindeer? Rudolph, Comet, Donner, Blitzen, Cupid, Prancer, Dasher. What's the last one? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Is there one named Vixen?
Vixen, absolutely. Vixen is the last reindeer. Now, can you sing the song?
Sometimes I think I'm getting Alzheimer's, and I can hardly think just a few, and then when I hang up, it just seems like they just came.
Now, can you do the song? Can you sing the song?
What song?
Well, isn't there a song about the reindeer?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't sing it anyway. I
can't sing. isn't there one on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, and Blitzen? I think that's part of it.
Probably is, because, see, Christmas songs, I usually don't listen to them. Not for years. You know, it's kind of hard to pull them up from years ago. That's why I said if it's anything more recent in the last 10, 20 years, I probably wouldn't kind of know and stuff. But, there is one, I think, a song. I'll hang up. The only one I know is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe that's the song.
Very shiny nose.
Yep. Maybe that's the song.
Yep. Well, I'll sit here and take it. That's probably it because I've never heard of any other one.
Well, thanks for calling. All right. Well, does anybody know the song? Can anybody sing the song? What is the song? See, I don't know what that song's from. Isn't on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. From the top of the wall to the top of the something, blah, 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 blah. What is the song? 740-751-4038. But we got the reindeer. Now, why there's no Dancer on the list, I have no idea. Name one of Santa's reindeer. Rudolph, Comet, Donner, Blitzen, Cupid, Prancer, Dasher, Vixen. Okay, next category. Got 7 answers in this category. Oh, this is a good one. Name someone who was at the first Christmas. How about that? Name someone who was at the first Christmas.
Now, I like this category. This is a little away from the commercial Christmas with the reindeer. But name someone who was at the first Christmas. Seven answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name someone who was at the first Christmas. Seven answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name someone who was at the first Christmas. Christmas number one.
Go ahead, caller.
What about the star of the show, Jesus?
Jesus. Well, he had to be there, didn't he? Now, what is the song? Do you know the reindeer song?
No, I don't, and I'm not singing it if I did.
Well, no. I can't. Is it Rudolph? Is that where they appear? Is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because in the beginning he says, "Now you know," and then he like names them all off.
Now,
do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Then he goes into the song.
Well, what do you think about the controversy, though? Is there a dancer?
Yeah. There's a tiny dancer.
Well, you sound confident as you say that.
Yeah, I really don't know because it had me wondering. I was trying to recall the song in my head and I couldn't.
Well, I don't know why Dancer did not make the list, but, you know, that's showbiz, I guess, Dancer.
Well, and in the movie, isn't that Rudolph's old lady is Olive?
Olive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He has the hot tour when he puts the fake nose on and it falls off, and she's like, oh, you're so cute. I like you anyway.
Well, you know, love blooms at the holiday time.
Right. Especially with talking, flying reindeer.
Yeah, but some people stick in the mud. They're a stick in the mud at the holidays. But yet, do you think we're going to have a proposal Thursday night? Because we're getting close now.
You're the only one that knows about that side.
Who
could that even be?
Well, I don't want to call anybody out on it, but I believe that it could happen because I believe it's going to be like a Hallmark movie. I think Christmas in Fruitcake Land.
This is going to be like the Walmart version of the Hallmark channel.
Well, you know, it's you know, two people who had a thing. And then, you know, they go off with other people, and then all of a sudden it's Christmas, and they catch each other's eye at the fruitcake toss, and then all of a sudden love bursts on the scene. That's a Hallmark movie.
Has one of them told you that it's going to be a proposal, or this is just what you have developed in your brain?
No, it's been a known thing. I mean, it's not like, no. If I would ask either one of them, they might try to deny it, but I know there's fact to it.
Okay, so what would your advice be to them
on
the topic of marriage?
Oh, on the topic of marriage, I would say see if you can get hit in the head with that fruitcake and get to the ICU that night and not have to go through with it.
Yeah,
no,
it's not too late. Don't ruin your life.
No, but here's what I would say. I would say go for it because you only get one life, and you could be dead on Friday, the day after the fruitcake toss, especially the way Adam throws them. So if you're going to be dead, you might as well go for it that night. You know, I always said this. Now, you tell me if this is good advice or not, because I've always given this advice. Even if the person is married, even if the person is in a relationship, you need to tell them how you feel. Because if you get hit by a bus or they get hit by a bus, they might never know. And I'm not saying do anything inappropriate. Now, don't do anything inappropriate with them if they're married, but at least tell them. Tell them.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that. I think that if they're already with somebody or they're married or they're already committed to someone else, then you missed your chance and you should have respect for their marriage. I mean, if you was married, would you want someone telling your old lady they had the hots for her?
Well, see, now, but that brings up the point, would she do anything about it? I always believe that you have to have trust in that person. If you don't trust them, then it's out the window anyway. And it doesn't stop people from hitting on people anyway, if you are in a relationship or whatever. So but I think you got to tell them, how would that person feel if you dropped dead and they never knew that you had a thing for them?
Knowing it or not knowing it doesn't matter. It's not like they can do anything or should or would do anything anyway.
Well, you don't know. Some people are in bad relationships that they want to get out of, and maybe they think nobody else is interested.
I don't know. That's kind of...
Why is it bad to tell?
This is turning into like an episode of Cheaters.
Well, No. Don't do anything inappropriate, but what is wrong with just telling the person? Just say,
well,
you know what?
As long as you're planting that seed in their mind. Maybe they were, like, going to continue to be faithful, you know? I mean, isn't that what you say when you get married? Like, the preacher says, what God joined together, that no man put asunder.
Until death do you part. Boy, it's like a suicide pact, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's a commitment.
No, but I'm not saying cheat. I'm saying you have to leave that person if you want to be with the other person. But I think you should at least know, because do you know how many people stay in things that are not working very well just because they don't want to be alone, maybe they don't have enough money to pay the bills, so on and so forth, they think nobody will care about them. What's wrong with telling? Because if you tell the person, they have the option to say, thank you very much, but I'm married, and then life goes on, but yet they know how you felt.
Well, I think at the very least, it's safe to say that this whole topic is a slippery slope.
Well, it's going to be nice weather on Thursday night, so I don't think there'll be a slippery slope. But I think you should never leave anything unsaid, because you never know when it's just about to...
And if she goes home and tells her old man and you end up with a pork chop on your eye trying to alleviate the swelling from the right hook, well...
Well, now, wait, it's not me. Now, why would I get a pork chop eye? I'm not telling anybody anything on Thursday night.
Oh, steak. I think a steak is what I'm thinking. Don't they put a steak on a shiner?
Yeah, but that's not... Now, that's controlling.
Someone's going to be walking around with a black eye because they listen to your show.
Hey, listen, you got to trust... if you're in a relationship, you got to trust that person, and... One of the things you have
to... Well, I'm single, so all I have to trust is myself.
Well, no, but I'm saying if you don't trust the person to make the right decision, then what good is it anyway?
Well, I see your side, but also I just think morally it's wrong to go around and do that.
Well, I think it's wrong to cheat. I don't think it's wrong to tell somebody you like them. You know how many marriages... I'll tell you one quick story here. I know of a marriage today that's a very happy marriage that has produced kids, and when both of them met each other, they were both married. Now think if nobody would have said anything to the other person. None of these kids would have been born... They wouldn't have this happy marriage, which is now going on for many, many years. But both of them were married when they met.
Hmm.
Think about that.
Well, I mean, I'm no one's judge, God. I don't. Everyone has to do what makes them happy, I guess, and what they feel comfortable with. I think if somebody's married, probably wait until they're like back on the market before you go in for the kid.
Well, but see, here's the thing. I don't know that people always leave marriages when they're unhappy. Or when they're just, you know, because it goes back to that whole thing. I don't think people turn down proposals. How many times have you ever heard somebody say no? Well, they don't, because it's, you know, not heard of, I guess. I don't know. It's a deep subject, I think.
Slippery slope.
Slippery. Let's see. Thank you.
Ah.
All right. That turned much more deep than I thought. Name someone who was at the first Christmas. Jesus, of course, number one on the list. Who are the other seven? Name someone who was at the first Christmas. And I got a message from Mary here. You know Dasher, Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Yes, it is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All right, and apparently Dancer is in the first line. So there you go. Okay, does anybody know who was at the first Christmas? We've got Jesus at number one, but still six answers left to go. Name someone who was at the first Christmas. 740-751-4038. I don't know. I think, you know, you got to tell people how you feel. And then just move on. Move on. Move on down the road. All right. If you want to send us a Christmas card, 523 South Prospect Street, make sure you put your return address in the card. Let's see here. Fruitcake Toss, Thursday night, Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Don't forget to remind your people. December 15th, 7 p.m. Lots of people in this. You get a plaque. You get a certificate. You'll get a dinner. All kinds of good stuff. Fruitcake. Thanks to Bob Welsh coming in from Columbus. And also our past winners, Don O'Bower and Ralph Thacker, will also get plaques, since we did not have plaques for them in years past. All right, 740-751-4038. Our Family Feud question remains on the table. Name someone who was at the first Christmas. So far, we've just got Jesus. We don't know anybody else who was at the first Christmas at this particular point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Can you name someone who was at the first Christmas? There are seven answers here. Six of them still to go. 740-751-4038. We've just got answer number one. Six still to go. Who was at the first Christmas? Does anybody remember the first Christmas? Apparently, this is a much more difficult category than even the reindeer category. Who was at the first Christmas? 740-751-4038. That old first Christmas. I don't know. Does anybody have any other guesses? We're down to the final 2 minutes. 2 minutes left to go, and six answers. Who was at the first Christmas? My goodness. The only person we've been able to identify so far is Jesus, who, of course, was number one on the list. But does anybody out there know any of the other six? Well, let's see if this person does. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, how about Mary and Joseph?
Well, give me one, and that way we'll...
Oh, the parents. Okay, I'll say Mary.
Mary. Mary's number two on the list. We got it.
Okay.
All right. Mary got number two on the list today. Now, there's probably one you can guess real quick and get an answer here. 30 seconds left to go, 740-751-4038. Who was at the first Christmas? We got Mary and Jesus, and hopefully we'll get another one here real quick. Go ahead.
Joseph,
you got it. And we're done for today. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary comedian Kay Ballard,
you? What do you like about this time of
Christmas?
Year?
I wish Christmas. I get sad because I think of my family. I think about when I was younger, when, you know, everybody hung up the stocking, and I hung up one day my silk stocking for my father to fill. And he screamed with laughter because he had a great sense of humor, too. It just brings a